All right, we're going to talk about something pure white now. Well, not quite. It'll all reveal itself. Richard Collins, earlier this week, was out in Fairview Park having a look at the swans. Take it away, Richard.
Hello, Derek. I am on the bank of the River Tolka in Fairview Park in central Dublin. It's very noisy. You can hear ambulances. There's a fire station near here. And it's a noisy area, but if you listen carefully, you will hear a lovely little squeaking sound. And that's the squeaking sound of cygnets. It's a bit of an odd sound being a bird so large, but it serves a very useful purpose. Now, I don't have any food for them, but they think I have. And if I wave and look as if I'm going to feed them, I hope they'll come over closer to me and we'll get a very good look at them. And we'll be able to hear the sound clearly. Hello, swannies, parents and four cygnets. Now, we're looking at the two of them. They both have very prominent berries. You sometimes see that. Usually you can say the male is the one with the big black berry. That's the knob over the bill. But these two have both fairly prominent berries, but one is slightly bigger than the other, and that's daddy. Now, the four cygnets, I wonder, could we hear the little squeaky, squeaky sound? Because that little squeaky, squeaky sound is most peculiar in a bird so big. But it has a function, because daddy can be very tricky. The daddy swan is quite bad-tempered. And if he has the slightest hint that somebody's encroaching on his territory, he objects. And, of course, the baby swan is all brown to make sure he's not too white. If it were white, the daddy would take exception to him. The other trick is to squeak like a baby all the time. And this squeaking, baby squeaking, disables the father's aggression that little bit. So you can hear that here. But there they are now. Daddy is sailing up along there. What an addition they make to this area. The place would not be the same without them.
Thank you very much indeed, Richard Collins. Well, Eric Dempsey, what have you got to say about that? Why does a cygnet make that call? Richard says it's to kind of say to the father, I'm a baby, leave me alone, I'm no threat to you. I'm still in my grey uniform, I haven't got my white coat on yet, I'm no threat. Is that true, do you think?
I'm with Richard on this one, no question. You know, swans are very aggressive and they will eventually force those young swans out of the territory. But in order to sort of stay in with the adults and learn the ropes and stay safe, you got to try and appease particularly the adult male, because he will not tolerate other swans in the territory. Now, they're less territorial in winter. You'll often find large flocks of mute swans like at Swords Estuary all feeding together. But it's important for the young birds not to invite aggression. So I believe the calls there are very much to subdue any aggression from the adults.
That's what Richard reckons.
It's a bit like young robins. You know, young robins don't have a red breast, because if they had a red breast, they'd be attacked by adult male robins. So they have to sort of try and reduce the chances, because, you know, life's tough as a chick. You know, you're out there and you're trying to find enough food, you're trying to survive and winter and all that kind of stuff. So there's a lot going on. The last thing you need is to be inviting aggression from your father.
Mm.
And that's, in my opinion, like Richard, I fully agree with him.
Niall Hatch, what have you got to say?
I'm fully on board with that theory, absolutely. I agree with Richard and with Eric. The funny thing about the mute swan, the name suggests that they don't make any sounds, but in fact they do. Now, they're far less vocal than their relatives, the whooper swan, which makes a whooping or bugling noise, and the Bewick swan, which makes a similar, slightly higher pitched sound. They're the two migratory swans that visit Ireland in the winter. The mute swan's with us year round, and it does tend to be a lot quieter. The main sound people would hear from the adults, usually it's a very loud hissing sound, which is usually a sign of aggression. They are strong, aggressive birds, and they will try to face off against humans or dogs or other creatures that they feel are a threat to them, or especially to their eggs or to their cygnets. But that aggression, it does indeed pass onto the parents in relation to their chicks when they get old enough. And I know that every single year on Mooney Goes Wild and also in Birdwatch Ireland, we're contacted by distraught people who are really worried. They see that these cygnets have been with their parents for months and months. All of a sudden, dad's getting extremely aggressive, is trying to hit them, chasing them, trying to get them to go away. And that's because white feathers have appeared on their plumage. He realizes that these things are swattens after all. They're a threat. And also, if they stay where they are, then it'll hinder the chances of the parents, who usually mate for life, raising the next brood, you know, the following summer. So from that point of view, it's time for them to move off and find their own way in the world. He's sort of being cruel to be kind in a way. People get upset about this, but that's the way of nature. That's the way it's supposed to be. But up until that moment, the chicks do everything they can to try and appease their parents, to make sure they realise that they're happy, they're content, that they're not a threat, that everything is going well. And sometimes the calls that those young cygnets make, it's sometimes called the pleasure call, because it's a sign that all's well. They may make it when they're happy, or when they're content, or when they have enough food, they have enough to eat, they're feeling nice and calm. They then make other sounds that are a bit more urgent if they're in distress, and this is a signal to the parents that I'm in trouble, I need help, please come and help me out. So yeah, definitely mute swans make a lot more sound than their name would suggest.
The aggression that they show to chicks is phenomenal. I was in Wexford a couple of years ago, and there were two separate families. They were sort of had this invisible border between the two families, but one of the cygnets got mixed up and crossed over and joined the other cygnets of the other family. And within moments, the adult swan, it was a savage attack. It was, I actually thought that the young swan was going to be killed. It was non-stop and aggressive until its parents heard what was going on and heard its distress calls that you were talking about there, which they can recognise, their individual chicks and cygnets, and it came to the rescue. And then we had two adults in an ensuing battle that lasted about 20 minutes, but it was quite a savage attack. So if I was a young mute swan, I would be actually giving appeasing calls also.
Yes, and I think, you know, when it comes to mute swans, people sometimes are very judgmental. Of course, we shouldn't judge nature by human standards and morals, but they think that they're very poor parents because they get aggressive to their chicks. But in fact, mute swans spend far more time looking after their chicks and caring to them and catering to their every whim than the vast majority of birds do. For most birds, most of our songbirds, say the blackbirds, the robins in people's gardens, they're with their parents for at most a couple of months. That's it. Some birds, it's just a few weeks. That's literally it. With the mute swans, they can stay with their parents for almost a year in some cases. So the parents actually invest a lot more time and effort and energy into those chicks. So in some ways, they're very caring indeed. And in other ways, I suppose, when they are chasing the cygnets away to find their own way in the world, it is for their own good. They do need to go meet up with other adolescent, juvenile, teenage swans, hang out with them in what are known as bachelor herds for a couple of years. Now, the bachelor herds, despite the name, they include both males and females. And this is often where they will end up finding their life partner, who they're then partner up with. They go off and find their own territory, and then the cycle repeats itself. So this is the way of the world.
It is indeed the way of the world, and as you say, nature is very, very cruel at times. And when you see, you know, young birds getting bullied by adult birds, you feel, oh God, nature is just, it's so bad, you know, this is dreadful. But there is a purpose to it, and they also have to learn, you know, the rough and tumble of life in many ways.
It just goes to show the importance of communication right across the species, does it not?
That's what it's all about, Derek.
Absolutely. Let's